With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. After a couple weather delays, the Rhinelander Dome has been inflated. Katie Thorson explains what it took to get there and what still needs to be done.
School District of Rhinelander Activities Director Brian Paulson has been waiting a long time for this moment.
This is real.
Saturday afternoon, the wind finally cooperated long enough for contractors to inflate the athletic dome behind Rhinelander High School.
Adjustments were made as needed as inflation went up. And by Saturday evening, it was fully inflated.
Paulson says it's a big moment for the district and the community.
There's been a lot of work going into this, a lot of preparation, and to see that it's up and to see all the excitement in our community, especially during these times right now with this COVID, any positive news is great news.
There's still plenty of work that needs to be done before it's completed, including hanging the lights, the donor signs, and the netting that separates the different areas. Paulson says there's still a couple of weeks left of work, but it will be finished enough by November 3rd to be used as a polling location as planned.
We won't have everything complete by that date. We were hoping we would, but we're looking at timelines. We should be close.
The permanent inflatable dome will be able to fit a full-size football field or soccer field, two softball fields, and four basketball, tennis, or pickleball courts, depending on its setup. It will also be open to the community for different events and programs. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
COVID-19 cases in Wisconsin continue to surge. Hospitals are at or reaching capacity. More than 1,500 Wisconsinites have died, and more will die if the virus doesn't get under control soon. WXPR spoke with Dr. Ajay Sethi to learn more about the virus. Right now, Wisconsin is seeing a surge similar to what New York was facing in the spring. At that time, we heard a lot about the need for ventilators. We're not hearing that now with Wisconsin's surge. Dr. Sethi says that's not because we have necessarily got a better supply of ventilators, but because of how doctors treat COVID-19. That's changed.
Other alternatives were discovered. For example, putting someone on their stomach in a prone position seemed to help oxygenate the lungs. And so that timing of that discovery, with the discovery that the outcomes for people who were put on ventilators were worse, just allowed for medical practice to improve.
WXPR also talked to Dr. Sethi about how the virus spreads. Most people tend to drop their guard when outdoors. Dr. Sethi says the risk for transmission outside is definitely lower, but it's not zero.
The close proximity is key. Whether you're indoors or outdoors, you got to maintain physical distance and wear a mask whenever you're around people who are not, you know, from your own household. The risk is lower outdoors, but if you treat it like as if there is not a pandemic going on, the risk is going to be still high.
You can hear more about what Dr. Sethi had to say about the current situation in Wisconsin at 5:45 this evening, or you can hear the interview in its entirety at WXPR.org. Adults hoping to get a flu vaccine from the Oneida County Health Department are out of luck for now. Mike Leishner explains.
The department announced on Monday that they've run out of the adult vaccine, causing them to postpone today's scheduled clinic in Rhinelander at the DOT outpost and all other future clinics. In a press release, officials say they aren't certain when they'll be able to get more doses of this year's vaccine, but once they are able to restock, they'll schedule more clinics. In the meantime, they do still have some doses of this year's children's flu vaccine that are available anytime during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, at the County Health Department office, though they do ask that you call ahead to make sure they still have doses available.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Right now, bars, restaurants, and many indoor places are limited to 25% capacity. A Barron County judge put the order back in place after the Tavern League of Wisconsin filed a lawsuit trying to end the order. Black Forest Pub and Grill in Three Lakes made the switch from 50 to 25% capacity when the order first came out earlier this month. That left the restaurant with five tables. Heather Brio is the owner and manager. She said the reduced capacity has been hard on businesses, but she says the restaurant's actually in good shape thanks to online carryout orders and taking advantage of pandemic-related grants.
We were constantly in tune to what resources were available to us, and we did do the PPP loan, so we benefited from that, and that truly was a life buoy for us that kept us afloat.
Some of the funding they got went into setting up the online ordering system. Brio says the restaurant actually made more food sales this summer than last, thanks to the carryouts. She's hoping that will keep up as we head into the winter months. Brio says it seems like more people are sticking around the Northwoods this winter, and she's hopeful a good winter will bring in snowmobilers.
We're feeling very positive about the upcoming winter season. But then again, we won't be having holiday parties like we normally would in the holiday months. There won't be quite the community events that draw people up. We won't be able to have events we would normally have, so we're going to lose sales because of those.
The Black Forest Pub and Grill is currently closed for its annual fall respite. It will reopen November 17th. Our forecast includes a winter weather advisory from 4 p.m. until 1 a.m. tomorrow morning for snow, with 2 to 5 inches expected. Increasing clouds today, rain and snow likely with a high near 36. Tonight, snow possibly mixed with rain, becoming all rain after 1 a.m. and a low around 31. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.